Sometimes we're dead on. We write the songs that make the world sing.
Yeah.
Sing like birds.
Yeah.
Like birds and little kitties and bunnies and fucking to sing.
Perfect harmony.
Starting with us. So. What are we doing? Oh my god, duh. This is the pre-concert political rally shit that they do. Okay. Oh boy, okay. Quiet from the peanut gallery. Anyway, I was one of the lucky ones. I escaped with my life and decided I was going to play Hunt the Rumpus on my own terms, prancing around, smashing my blubber against the walls and firing arrows into adjacent rooms of the dodecahedron, hoping my own ammunition wouldn't wrap around and kill me. Actually, I was turning into a horrible person, but I didn't know it at the time. The other primates hadn't been so lucky. We'd all been trapped in a labyrinth of unspeakable ghastly torment and forced labor, horrible to describe or behold when witnessed by outside observers, but to us, it was all we had ever known. But this isn't their story. This is my story, and it could be yours if you listen very carefully. The adventure begins in my cave, and doesn't it always? I discovered the place by accident just walking around the woods one day. I liked it there. I didn't want to leave. Ferns caressed the cave's entrance, filtering the light in a lovely way. A spring trickled down one wall. When in the cave, I feared the outside world. I ventured out for two things only: food and weekly drunk fest with the territorial satyrs hopping around with their happy goat horns and fluty pipes. They welcomed me with their wry smiles and the omnipresent chirping and giggling, and we would hug and trade stories and beautiful objects like spellbooks and crystals that would sing beautiful music to you when you touched them together. Sometimes we would act on our primal urges and beat each other with our bare hands for hours. We were horrible together, weren't we now? And that was just how we liked it, not a care in the world. Just the satyrs and me pushing each other towards bigger and better joys. While I'm thinking about it, you should search for a webpage called Head Injuries Happen to Families. Well, as I said, I feared the forest for it. It was full of dangers, not dark at all, but way too bright, glaring with a thousand sickening shades, and creatures scuttling through it covered in mud and blood and slime and grime and lime. By the way, LimeWire is a fat, steaming piece of Java shit, but don't tell the feds. One of these abominations was a grotesque thing that looked kind of like a beaten man, but dressed like a goddamn woman, and it was huge and thin, made out of sticks. This monster grilled me for information, which was a harrowing reminder of what I had escaped from, and my mind flashed back to being in the cages and the evil laboratories. All the prodding, all the questions, all day long, even in your recycled dreams at night. What is your name? What do you do? How old are you? What is your name? What is your name? I am Chaz Monkey! Monkey! So, So we were kind of off to a bad start, and the hideous demon ambled around the cave sniffing, refusing to leave. And when it discovered I was a... And when it discovered I was a musician, it quickly blurted out its demands. I write lyrics, and I would like to make songs with you and be played on the radio and then throw you out the window. I really don't think our music is compatible, hell beast, I said through chattering teeth. I didn't want to be nice, I didn't want to indulge this thing, but it started chanting horribly and praising itself. Something about kidnapping and hating and tearing hearts out of chests after bumping peepees, Nash, Nash, go the teeth. Look, I think we're really not going to get along. I am totally shaking in my little feet now. Every word of this story is true, by the way. Everyone writes bad lyrics that can never be synced to music, not with all the time signatures in the world, but only the scariest of the scary bastards are stupid enough to share them. Well, it opened its mouth to want another assault. It suddenly, I snapped. Silence, thing that should not be. I stood and grabbed two reflective gems, crashing them together. Almost done, though. I'm in the bayou. I am in the prairie.
But the latitude is fine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be here all evening.